This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A measure to restrict when public employers can require their workers to sign non-disclosure agreements has cleared its first committee in the state Senate. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Senate Bill 53 would ban counties, cities, school districts, and other government entities from requiring people to sign non-disclosure agreements as a condition of their employment. Republican Senator Barbara Kirkmeyer from Weld County is the main sponsor.
We shouldn't be muzzling employees or muzzling government officials as well. This is taxpayer funds. This should be out in the light.
NDAs would be allowed in limited cases for certain privacy reasons. Supporters of the change include the ACLU and the Colorado Broadcasters Association, which Colorado Public Radio belongs to. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Hundreds of elementary schools and child care centers are getting their water tested for lead. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
So far, nearly 1,000 child care centers and 900 schools have signed up to test for lead in drinking fixtures to meet a new state law. The Test and Fix program aims to make drinking water safer for kids. Jen Filanowicz, who directs the Ruth Washburn Cooperative Nursery School in Colorado Springs, says the instructions were simple.
They really laid it out easily, made it super fast and easy to do. We did it as soon as it was available. We just wanted to know.
Drinking water fixtures must be tested by the end of May. The state provides funding to reduce lead levels if they're too high. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Like in most of Colorado, home sales in Pueblo County have slowed down by more than half from January of last year. There are more than twice as many homes on the market in Pueblo than at this time last year, according to the Colorado Association of Realtors. Sellers are waiting longer to get their houses sold, and they're accepting lower prices. Realtors say buyers are feeling the pinch of inflation and higher interest rates. Windy weather today and a winter storm on the way for tomorrow. This is CPR News.